Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino-American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have some balita and some community announcements, along with a plethora of music and news from our news desk. In regards to community announcements, on Saturday, March the 7th, at the Intercontinental Hotel in downtown St. Paul, the annual Film Minnesotan Association's presentation of debutantes and escorts will be taking place. And it looks like this year they have, from what I can tell, six pairs of debutantes and escorts. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Eileen at 763-233-9919. In regards to some additional community announcements, comedian actor Joe Coy will be making his return back to the Twin Cities on March the 13th, as his current tour, Joe Coy Live, will be taking place at the Mystic Lake Showroom on Thursday, March the 16th. And coming up later on in the year, another comedian, a comedian by the name of J.R. De Guzman, will be performing at the Acme Comedy Club from June 11th through the 13th. And later on the show, we will be playing music from J.R. De Guzman. If you are a subscriber to Netflix, you may have noticed that the TV show Star Search, in its third iteration, is taking place on that platform. And over the course of the last 2 weeks, over four episodes of that show, there are artists of Filipino descent that have been doing really well on the show. There is a sing group out of Australia that features three Filipina Australians. The name of the group, I believe it says, is spelled H3RIZON. I think H3 Horizon. And they have won the singing competition for groups for the last 2 weeks. And comedian J.R. De Guzman also has won the past 2 weeks in the comedy section of the show. So congratulations to these talented artists that are getting, as the kids say these days, shine on Star Search. And this week they'll be back again to try to make it three wins in a row on Star Search, which in regards to voting wise is voted upon by three judges, which are Christy Teigen, Jelly Roll, Sarah Michelle Gellar, and then the last portion of the vote goes to that of the viewing audience that can vote via the Netflix platform, where you will see a star rating from 1 star to 5 star that you can vote on the talent on the show. As we mentioned earlier, we'll be playing some music, one of which will be our first artist that we'll feature for this evening. The H3 Ryzen will be one of our feature artists. But hopefully in the near future, if schedules are able to work out here on the Filipino-American National News, we will be able to be joined once again by a person that we just spoke of a few moments ago. That is none other than comedian actor Joe Coy, before his March 13th appearance here at the Mystic Lake Showroom in Shakopee, Minnesota. So hopefully, let's keep our fingers crossed that we're able to speak to Joe Coy for, I believe, the third time here on our airwaves. And if his schedule also allows, hopefully we'll also be able to speak to fellow Filipino-American comedian Joey Gila, who has been one of the primary openers for Joe Coy over the course of the last 3 or 4 years on the variations of his tour around the world. But for right now, we're going to play that song from that group that's featured on Star Search, H3 Horizon. And the name of this track is entitled Sweet Symphony.
Just like the city, no one ever sleeping. We're breaking all of the promises we said that we'd be keeping. Your hands to you, my hands to me. The tensions to the nth degree. I can't handle your heat. Should we give in to what we need? Your voice in my brain. It's my favorite harmony. Take me to Nirvana, baby, it's in your divinity. Singing hallelujah, a fragile melody. Sing out prima donna.
once again, that was H3 Ryzen with their track Sweet Symphony. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM on the FM dial in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Also heard online at KFAI.org and searching the Filipino American National News. Also via the KFAI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store. And our shows are archived up to 2 weeks. And you can follow us also on Facebook and Instagram as well. But right now, we're going to head over to the news desk. And this story comes from the EscalonTimes.com. By the 1940s, Stockton had the largest Filipino population outside of the Philippines. The San Joaquin County Historical Museum is proud to have partnered with the Smithsonian and Stockton's Little Manila Rising to celebrate and share stories of Stockton's Filipino community through the new exhibit, How Can You Forget Me? Filipino American Stories, now on view at the Smithsonian National Museum of American History. Over the last several years, the San Joaquin County Historical Museum staff have worked closely with the Smithsonian Asian Pacific American Center under the leadership of Sam Vong, sharing information and artifacts which formed the foundation of this important exhibit. More than a dozen artifacts, originally preserved by the Little Manila Rising co-founder Dylan Delvo and Dr. Don Malabon, and now part of the San Joaquin County Historical Museum collection, were loaned to the Smithsonian, such as the steamer truck belonging to local Filipino immigrant Enrique Andales, and a complete band uniform from the Stockton Dauhoy Lodge. Also included were several bongo tags, unique reminders of the sacrifices and hard work of thousands of Filipinos seeking a better life in the United States. On their way to Stockton, many Filipino immigrants found work on sugar plantations in Hawaii. Rather than use their names, employees issued these men and women number tags as a form of identification for payment and other transactions on the plantations. Recently, Executive Director Philip Merlo and Collections and Exhibit Manager Julie Blood traveled to Washington, D.C. to attend the opening celebration and see the exhibit. To have artifacts from our collection on display in the nation's capital and to have worked with one of the premier historical institutions in the world is an honor and privilege, said Blood. The stories of San Joaquin County and its many diverse communities are nationally and internationally significant and deserve their place on such a prominent stage. How Can You Forget Me? The Filipino American Stories is open at the Smithsonian National Museum of American History in Washington, D.C. through November 28, 2027. The San Joaquin Historical Society Museum reveals the rich heritage of the region from the Miwok and Yukuts Indians through Charles Weber, founder of the Stockton and his first farmers in that area. And for right now, we're going to play a song from comedian J.R. de Guzman. It's a song that he wrote during the time of the tragic death of George Floyd. Maybe a song that might be appropriate for the chaotic times we are living in right now. And the name of this track is called No Justice, No Peace.
Only an American dream when your skin color crash and die in the very same streets. People want justice, won't keep waiting for later. When cops broke into the house, murdered and shot Breonna Taylor. We've known that the system was flawed before another video came out of two men hunting down a mod. How long does it take to believe? How many men need to cry? I can't breathe. Remember the name George Floyd? He gave people a voice. His daughter said that daddy changed the world. That's why the people cry. No justice, no peace. If freedom's only an American dream. When your skin color is your currency. March and die in the very same street. No justice, no peace. If freedom's only an American dream. When your skin color is your currency. March and die in the very same street. Well, the topic of the conversation. Racism no longer exists. Then the news flashed back to the 60s. This is not a hashtag, this is history. It's the world that we live in and it's still going on. Imagine that this happened to your brother or your mom. Killed in the streets but ignored for so long. Tell me then which side of history you would be on.
Once again, that was J.R. DeGuzman with his song No Justice, No Peace, otherwise also known as George Floyd. You're listening to the Filipino American National News here on KFEI. It is the longest running Filipino American radio show in the United States. And our next story comes from ABS-CBN. Elizabeth Means shared Friday why she went through the process of naturalization in the Philippines. Means is a naturalized candidate for the Gilas Filipinas women's basketball team. She already attended the Congress hearing kickstart process alongside Benny Boatwright and Malik Dioff. Means, an NCAA Division II player from the Westminster University in the United States, said Coach Anton Alamrino approached her and opened up about the chance. It sounded amazing, Means expressed. It excited me and decided to move forward with the process. I was first approached by Coach Anton with the opportunity. I got to learn about what it means playing for the Philippine national teams. Means said she's looking forward to the opportunity to rep the national tricolors and this amazing country. I think it's a really cool opportunity to be naturalized and to be accepted into such an amazing culture and an amazing country and get to play through 3-on-3 basketball, which allows for a lot of international travel, which I'm excited about, and to get to complete at a really high level. Means will join the Filipinas Aguilas in the upcoming Manila Hustle 3-on-3 from February 7th to the 8th at the SM Mall of Asia Music Hall. And we do have time for potentially one other story. And this comes from CBSNews.com. A Maryland woman who was trapped in the Philippines is now back in the United States with her family, according to Senator Chris Van Hollen. Friends of 24-year-old Chantel Antioch said she was in the Philippines doing humanitarian work when she was taken into military custody. a community event at the University of Baltimore County, the UMBC, raised awareness for Antioch in January. Organizers said she was being held by Filipino government. In a statement, Van Hollen said he spoke to Antioch and that he's grateful for the efforts made to support her return. The woman and her family are requesting privacy at this time. Antioch's friends previously described her as the life of the party. They said she was very passionate, particularly about humanitarian issues in the Philippines. They said that she was in the Mindoro Rural Island with a large indigenous population when the armed forces of the Philippines dropped bombs and opened fire on New Year's Day. Rica Ramos, a friend of Antioch, previously said she was very worried for her. When I first heard the news she was missing, I was devastated. I was crying, Ramos said. In a social media video posted by the country's military on January 8th, Antioch was seen emerging from a hole. The Filipino government said she was there for 8 days after the attack. The military was pressured, we believed, into surfacing her, and they posted a video online that many human rights advocates, humanitarians, believe is possibly staged, said Gordon Much, a member of the Baltimore Committee for Human Rights in the Philippines at the time. I was actually glad that she was alive, but it was hard to see in those conditions, said Francis Quinano, who was a friend of Antioch. And right now, we're going to play our final song of the evening. It is from the artist Jeremy Passion, and it features Tori Kelly. And the name of this track is This Ain't the Way. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Stepped off the peak of a good time, right back to the valley of a bad rhyme. All these ups and downs, can we turn around and stay high, high above the sky and fly? But gravity, sometimes it feels good, sometimes it don't. At times it's visible, sometimes let's show. Gotta work this out, or the way around we'll both grow. You and I, baby, you and I. Darling, take my hand, realize we're on the same team. Try to understand that I'm not your enemy. Let's work it out, give and take, or agree to disagree, 'cause this ain't the way love's supposed to be.
Just the other day we were doing fine, even on a rainy day we had sunshine. But just like a hat you snap back, you change your mind. Ooh, boy, tell me why we gotta do this all the time. You say I got a lot of fire where you're cold as ice. If people only knew that you are not always nice. Oh, bite your tongue and watch your tone. Think before you speak, 'cause you gotta know what this woman needs.
Darling, take my hand, realize we're on the same team. Try to understand that I'm not your enemy. Let's work it out, give and take, or agree to disagree, 'cause this ain't the way love's supposed to be. It ain't hard to see we need a change,
'cause we know our love is not the same.
Did you know you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio?
That's KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and St. Paul, or online at kfai.org.
Well, you are.
Yeah, I knew that.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of audio theater, comedy, and the audio arts.